BOE back in session. Let's look at BOE 351.
Your call has been forwarded to...
Nobody wants to talk to me there. All right. Let's go back. I'm going to try one more time. BOE 513, release one more time. 513. It's the one that seems to be busy.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We were calling for your phone conference today. We know we're running late, but we'll try again here shortly. Thank you. Okay, let's go on to BOE 390. Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. Is now a good time? Okay, great. Do you all have nightly rental in Taney County? Is that what this appeal is?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any? Do you or the owners of the LLC have any other rental properties in Taney County?
No.
Okay. What we've been doing for these is if you just have one, we're giving a break on the first one, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Mm-hmm.
But all subsequent ones that are purchased and put in a nightly rental program would be 100% commercial.
Makes sense.
Okay, so we have BOE 390 is the only appeal on classification.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, as to BOE 390, I would make a motion to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and we appreciate you owning in Taney County.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's go on to BOE 391, Quaint Escapes.
Just
somebody wants
one.
To check that one.
Just one.
Well, I've dialed it, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything. Now it's going back to ready. Okay. Maybe our phone system. Oh, I see. I didn't press the dial key before.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We were trying to take up your appeal. We're running a little behind today. I'll try to call you back. Bye. BOE 392.
I just have one.
Value, class, and discrimination.
Probably related to classification.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Hello.
Are you there? I can barely hear you. Hello? I'm with the Board of Equalization. You have an appeal. Try it again.
On the impact notice on this one, it looks like it was $330 and $110. Was that like a pre-construction price? And then went up to $330,000 and $105,000?
I don't know. I'll have to look at it.
Can you hear me? Because I can't hear. I can barely hear you. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hello?
Okay, yeah, that's better.
Okay, so yeah. Just switching over to your bud.
Oh, okay. Is now a good time?
Yeah.
Okay. With respect to, it looks like Aleo Properties. Is that the...
Aleo? Yeah.
Yeah. Aleo. Okay, Aleo. All right. Do you or the owners of the LLC own any other nightly rental properties in Taney County?
No, we don't.
Okay. If this is the only one you have, what we've been doing is giving a break on the first one, the 25% commercial, 75% residential. Any subsequently acquired properties would be 100% commercial.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, we bought the Leo properties. I do own other commercial and residential properties, but they're like in Oklahoma and they're long-term leases. We bought this one as a family, you know, holiday home, like, and then we only did the Airbnb, you know, to, as an occasional rental to kind of offset a little bit of the expenses of it.
Sure.
It's not an investment property.
Well, what we do is if they're in a nightly rental program, like I said, we only assess on the first one 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Okay.
So given that, I am assuming that you checked like valuation, discrimination, and classification. I assume probably all that was related to the classification.
I'm not sure. I have it in my account. Let me do that.
Okay. Well, here's what I – basically on the valuation, I assume you're not – disputing that the value that the assessor listed is above the market value of your property.
Right.
And as far as discrimination, I assume that that's just related to that it was being classified as 100% commercial and you wanted something different.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So would it be okay to withdraw those two if I make the motion on change of classification for the mixed use?
So 25-75?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Based on the taxpayer's agreement to withdraw on discrimination valuation, we'll make a motion on BOE 392 that we change the classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and we appreciate you owning in Taney County.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Table Rock Lodges we have definitely seen before. Well, I take that back. I may have seen it. I will have to abstain out of this one. Okay.
Just the classification?
Yeah, anyway, I'll call them up.
They're from Lenexa, Kansas.
I actually thought this one was in Stone County.
Please leave your message for
Eddie. It's David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We were calling you regarding your tax appeal. We'll try back in a bit. Let's go on to BOE 395. Pretty close to on time for them.
Thank you.
JTR Property Management. Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. We're looking at BOE 395, which is JTR Property Management. Is that the company that you have?
Yes.
Okay. Does JTR or any of the owners of JTR own any other rental property put in a nightly rental program in Taney County?
No, so it's entered in as a sole proprietor under myself.
Okay. What we've been doing is if you only have one property that you're putting in nightly rental, we'll give it a mixed-use classification of 25% commercial, 75% residential on the first one. But any subsequent properties that you might acquire for nightly rental and put in a nightly rental program would be 100% commercial. So, but on the first one, we'll give you a break. All right. Is this just a classification appeal?
Yes.
Okay. As to BOA 395, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed-use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a few days, and thank you for running in Taney County.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay. We've got 394 and 401, which are both Schmidt properties. I don't know if they own more than these.
Just the two. That I could see.
Are they both for classification or?
Classification, value, and discrimination. Looks like one of the impact notices went from residential to commercial. 75-25 last year.
Hello, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
Michael, you've got, it looks like Schmidt's Property Management has two properties on our docket today. Are both of these nightly rentals?
Yes.
Okay. And does Schmidt's Property or the owners of the LLC own any other rental properties in Taney County?
No.
Okay. Are you familiar with what we've been doing on nightly rental properties?
Yes.
Okay. What we typically will do is on a, if it's the first one, we will give a break of 25% commercial, 75% residential. Usually if people own more than one property, they'll usually opt for the higher valued property, of course, for that classification. But all subsequent properties that are put in a nightly rental program are 100% commercial because we figure it's an ongoing business at that point. But given that, you've checked several boxes in your appeal, which are discrimination, value, and things like that. I assume that all that's related to the classification issue.
Yes, and I wanted to do the 2% depreciation.
I think that was already done on the. Do you know when I'm talking about the factor decrease or whatever?
Okay.
It was already finished.
Yeah, the factor. I think that was kind of applied countywide. We have down your value for 290 Chateau Cove at 679,910 and the Palme de Terre Road at 283,840. Do you think that either of those values are above fair market value?
Well, I didn't get the card for the 1004 Palme de Terre. So I don't really have a reference to go off of from last time. But
the both have been appealed, yeah. But those are the values. I just want to make sure that those values aren't in excess of fair market value.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I was just told to ask about the 2% depreciation for properties over 5 years old.
Okay, just a second. The assessor's looking at that issue.
We already did the index move downward.